Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seth, thank you for joining us. He writes for The Athletic, guys. Does a great job of covering the SEC and obviously the Dogs. What do you know about Carson Beck's injury, and what do you think about his ability to return at this point from what you know?
Well, I haven't heard anything fresh, to be honest, today. As of really about this time yesterday was when UGA put out its statement, which confirmed what I had heard earlier in the day and was looking to report, which was that he was looking for some other options, some other treatment options. And he may be doing that today. What I'd heard yesterday was that the MRI revealed it either wasn't a tear or it was a slight enough tear, not a serious enough tear, that he needed to go get the same surgery that Brock Purdy got a couple years ago, which is a new surgery on UCL that speeds up the return process, but is still, still would have him missing the rest of the season because of the timing of it. But it's still not certain that he won't get that. He's looking at options, and he may be doing that today. He may be meeting with a specialist, getting some advice, getting some feedback on what the possibilities here are. Look, there's a couple things here. The most important thing for him, and I think, is Georgia's playoff run. But the other thing is the draft. And, if he gets the surgery, he's probably out for the combine, probably out for UGA's pro day. And I'm not sure if he's going to be able to throw before the draft at all. Right. But what if he doesn't need the surgery? What if he's able to rest it for a couple weeks and then see if, see if it's healing well enough that he can play? Can he grip the ball? Does he have good velocity on the throws? I think the best case scenario for Georgia is that, but the best case scenario for Georgia is still uncertainty. You won't hear any firm announcement this week that he's going to play for sure in the Sugar Bowl. The best news for Georgia will be no news, that he's not getting surgery, that he's not ruled out. But the alternative of, it's just not going to happen, he's got to shut it down, that right, that's still out there too, and that's something that could be released this week.
Hey Seth, maybe you don't. Any timeline that you just laid out that keeps him out of conversation with the NFL, where they don't know what they've got for the draft, that he comes back, and would Kirby want him back?
Yeah, I mean, I think he would. I mean, look, if Carson Beck and his people came to him and said, I'm just not going to be able to do any draft prep, and the feedback we're getting from the NFL is that we don't see you as better than a third round pick now or whatever, and I think it would be better for me to put together another good year in college, a healthy year in college, Kirby will say, all right, done,
Right.
And if we lose some quarterbacks to the portal, then so be it. But yeah, I mean, the chances of that happening are better than they were before the SEC championship when all this happened, but I don't know. I don't know that that's – I don't know how much of a possibility that is, and I think he's probably getting that feedback right now too. I'm checking with – I'm hoping to have a story out in the next 24 hours that talks to an NFL draft expert and also like a medical expert on the options here, because this is – you know, this is a new one. Like the UCL injury is something that they've dealt with a lot in baseball, and it's pretty easy. You go get Tommy John surgery, but it's different in football. Like it's new. It doesn't happen as much. And also it's not automatically Tommy John surgery in football. Mm-hmm. Throwing, you can throw a football on a UCL, maybe not tear, but bruise, or maybe even slight tear. It's a different deal than baseball. And that's something that I just found out since Saturday, since I started, you know, looking into and dealing with this story.
Seth, let's talk about Gunnar Stockton for a second, because I spent some time today talking about going into this tournament of 12 teams, obviously least experienced. I start looking at these other quarterbacks around the country. And if I had to pick, I'd pick Gunnar Stockton 12th, right? Based on what we know about some of these other quarterbacks, doesn't mean that he won't win or that he can't lead them to a national championship if need be. But what do we really know about him?
We know a lot more than we did before Saturday when he went in there and, you know, he immediately led them on a touchdown drive. And he led them on a couple more field goal drives and ultimately the overtime, even though Carson Beck went in there at the end. But I mean, he made a gutsy run up the middle, on to set up the final touchdown play. He had another run like that. He obviously showed his running ability. But you know, he showed his passing ability on some plays too. I think like there may be this kind of takeaway of, oh, he's just kind of a running quarterback, but he was not known as like a pure dual threat quarterback. I think it was more because of the circumstances of him going in and of the game. It was, hey, let's use his feet. You know, let's give Texas something they're not ready for, and they weren't. So that was why you saw more of that. Now that, you know, he does not have Carson Beck's arm. He does not have Carson Beck's size. And obviously he doesn't have Carson Beck's experience. But they are bottom line, they're going to get him ready now. Like, like I said, best case scenario, Carson Beck, after a couple weeks, says, hey, I think I can try to do this. But Carson Beck has 2 years of starting experience where if he wakes up the day of the Sugar Bowl and says, I can play without having practiced at all between now and then, and they could put him in. So they're going to get Gunnar Stockton ready. I think you're going to see him throwing more and them opening it up in terms of the passing game more than you saw the second half of that game now that they have some prep for it.
Well, his high school numbers, we were talking about earlier, up in, I guess, depending on where you live in Georgia, up or over in Rabun County, was just insane. 70 touchdowns his senior year, so we know the athleticism is there. But is Kirby going to release the hounds, pardon the pun? Because we were joking around about, like, you know, I figured Jaden Rashada didn't come over here for fish heads and rice. I was using the Cardale Jones reference to Ohio State, and would you use the best athlete? And obviously Kirby loves to go with the degree of experience, even if it's just one more game.
Well, I mean, Ryan Puglisi was going to be the one to go in. Like, he is the number three right now, which makes him the number two. Jaden Rashada did not get here until after spring practice. So he's got seniority in terms of experience, in terms of game experience.
But not actual availability.
Well, he's had, you know, knowledge of the offense, getting comfortable. I mean, they told him coming in, like, look, you know, you're coming in here to learn. You're coming in here to kind of reset yourself after everything that happened to Florida and then the year at Arizona State and to learn. So now I think they're going to catch him up a little bit, but I anticipate that, like, and again, this is hypothetical.
Right.
If Carson Beck is ruled out for the Sugar Bowl, it's Gunnar Stockton, and I think they're getting Puglisi ready as the number two. But I wouldn't rule out, now that Jaden Rashad is a little bit closer to playing, that he gets more snaps, and they're like, you know, let's see what can be done here. But Kirby did say after the game that Ryan Puglisi would have been the next one in.
Gotcha. What do you know about the portal? I'm looking at a story right now. Nitro Tuggle apparently announced he was entering the transfer portal yesterday. Yeah. He's changed his mind. How many guys do you think the Dogs will eventually lose, and Kirby's approach to the portal?
I mean, it's just the nature of college football these days that you're like these guys can all read depth charts, and they're gonna lose 20 maybe every year. Maybe that's a high number. That's what it's going to be this year because of the coming roster limits, which are going to cut. You know, 105 is going to be the number now. Programs like Georgia have been at like 125, 130. So you're going to see a bunch of names go in there for everybody, but the majority of them are going to be walk-ons. But, look, you know, I talked to somebody over there yesterday when I was chasing this Carson Beck stuff, and this person was like, oh, you're still worried about Beck? We're worried about a ton of other stuff right now. Like, this was, and, you know, some of it was like setting up visits because they're bringing in I think they're bringing in Eric Singleton from Georgia Tech, and Dane Key from Kentucky. Like they're looking for receivers. They want the right. Concepcion kid from NC State.
They need it.
But they're trying to hold on to guys, and it's awkward because some of the guys they're trying to hold on to are like guys that are going to play in the Sugar Bowl. So, I mean, I don't want to throw out some names, but you could probably just check a message board or two and see the, you know, but there's guys that, like, people's heads are a little bit on a swivel. Like, you're getting ready for the playoffs, but guys have to worry about 2025 and where they're going to be, too. And sometimes it's perfectly understandable and legitimate of, like, hey, am I not, you know, assured a playing spot? Like, you know, if you're the – yeah, if you're the number five or number six receiver on this year's team, and you see while Georgia may be losing Dom Lovett, you know, I'm already forgetting names, but you know, Arian Smith actually can come back, but you know, whether he will, we'll see. But you also see that Georgia has signed all these receivers, including a five-star in Taylor Taylor, and they're pursuing these other guys in the portal. You're saying, hey, yeah, I know you're telling me I'm going to play in the Sugar Bowl, but I got to think about where I would be in the pecking order in 2025. So it's a really awkward thing. I mean, the upshot for what I'm sure Georgia is.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Saying and hoping will carry the day is that if you're in the playoffs, your portal time, your deadline to enter the portal gets extended. By every, I don't, off the top of my head, I should know this, but it may be like 7 days after your last game. So you can tell guys, just wait. wait until we're done. Mm. You can go in after we're done. But the problem with that is that, like, depending on where you want to go, is that where you want to go, are there as many options by the time you go in the portal if you wait until after the Sugar Bowl or after the semifinals or after the championship if Georgia gets there? It's just all – the calendar makes it all a very weird, awkward thing.
Gotcha.
Seth, great job. Appreciate you. Read him, guys, in The Athletic. He does a great job of covering the Dogs and the SEC. We appreciate you stopping by, Seth. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.